Mishpakash, Todd Hammer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, and praise, and worship, and everything in of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his lying-tongued father of lies, enemies, to be made his footstool.
Yahuwah, atzila nafshi misfat shaker, Milashon Remia. In other words, deliver my soul, O Yah, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. You know, boy, do we have the deceit going on around us, don't we?
Wow, I'd say that's confirmation of the Ruach, Mishpakah. I didn't know Mom was going to read that particular Hebrew prayer, and that just came out about the father of lies.
I thought it was perfect.
Praise Yah in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. All truth is out there for us to be had, for us to have, and to be had by us if we are willing to dig for the matters that Yahuwah El has hidden from us because of our rebellion when we were in the land. We were to become a scattered people of the northern 10 tribes, to forget who we are and our roots. And so we sit here today worshiping him in all the satanic pagan ways that have been given to us by our forefathers. They've given us worthless and vain things, and we have just accepted them and go along while all of our efforts to live this life out peacefully are being usurped through usury and taxation and by Canaanite law, man's law over the land of the United States of America, over the lands of the Israel that are scattered throughout the nations, mostly predominantly in Europe and the U.S., and also all your blood, sweat, and tears, including your children, are going to the sacrificial war machine of the beastly system that is controlled by the city-state of London, the head, and the religious state of the Vatican city-state, and the third city-state on the planet, which is the beast state, or the military arm, with its military and satanic industrial complex run by the CIA, Mossad, Tavistock Institute, Council on Foreign Relations,
a.k.a. the United States.
Yes, MI6, all together. It's one global corporation.
And the only way that you're going to get any truth is if you put your old paradigms down. You've got to do the paradigm shift, or you will not be able to move into newer truth. Abba will open things up, but you've got to move into it and continue to shift your paradigms. Now, we put out a newsletter once a week. If you want to subscribe to that newsletter, you can email us at paradigmshift@hisplan.net, and we can get you added to that. And what that is, it's all the headlines that are going on, and it tells a story about what's actually happening around you. And this is also a way that you can be, that can be verified what we're actually saying to you on air. So when we cover articles and stuff, we put them on the newsletters, and then you can verify what we've said. You can do your own research and let the newsletters take you on your own journey into shifting your paradigm.
Yeah, because you can see the patterns that there are six corporations of the that control 90% of the media. When they start putting out the fear, you know, the campaign today is ISIS and chopping heads off, and Ebola. Are you afraid yet? You fear enough yet? Remember, Abba doesn't give you a spirit of fear. Anyone who would drive peoples in that manner are not of the spirit of our Abba.
So we have an interesting set of questions that came off of activist post that says, why does ISIS fit in so perfectly with the PNAC plan? And it says, here are some simple burning questions whose answers can only be described by the globalist plans for a new world order. These questions strike at the root of the question all humanity is asking.
These are childlike questions.
ISIS.
You should be asking yourself, and if you're just buying what you're being told on their media, your heart is injured and you'd rather believe a lie.
Who is ISIS? So question number one, where do they bank? Or do they have a money tree? Two, where do they get their guns from? How about their bullets and their knives? Well, where do they eat and how do they get their food? Four, where do they sleep? Where do they get their toiletries? Five, where is their military base? they do stick together, right? 6, since we know where they are, why can't they simply be rounded up in a way that doesn't involve any nation attacks? But wait. 7, who is their leader? And how did he learn to outsmart the world's greatest military and outperform all generals in U.S. history?
Oh, go figure. If you dig deep enough, you're going to find out that the leader of ISIS is a Mossad-trained, an Israeli Mossad-trained, he was a born actor, a good Jewish boy. Oh, and just to give you some further history, you're going to find this out here down the road when we read this other information we're going to give to you. The CIA, the Mossad, and MI6 of British intelligence, they put together ISIS. They formed it. Saudi Arabia and Qatar fund it. Okay, Mishpacha? So that's how this is working.
8, how does ISIS avoid NSA surveillance? 9, how do they communicate and avoid all communication systems at the same time?
It's amazing. You know, they know what we're doing in every second of every day.
Yeah. How come that? Where's their smart meters?
Can't figure these guys out.
10, how do they avoid military and government satellite surveillance and tracking? Yeah, right? 11, it's called the off switch on the monitors.
Perhaps they're communicating and operated through that secret intelligence.
Exactly, that's the off switch.
Surveillance.
You're not allowed to know.
No, you don't get to know that one.
11.
Number 11, how does the mainstream media and all the CIA pundits on TV like Colonel Anthony Schaefer know so much about how dangerous ISIS is, yet they know nothing else like where they got their weapons from or how they were created? Oh, wait, how did Schaefer obtain his knowledge about them? Who specifically did he speak to? Number 12, why is the CIA chain of command that ISIS responds to not reported by mainstream media? Number 13, when did the first ISIS meeting take place and why? Number 14, why is the simple facts about the creation of ISIS so clear and documented in the alternative and worldwide media except in the tiny circle of Zionist companies that control Western media?
Because they're herding the Western sheeple into a particular chute.
And you got to remember, Mishpacha, Zionism is not the same as Yahudism, the religion of our brothers and sisters that are Jews. Zionists are not Jews.
They're not religious.
They are not. They wholly object the scriptures. They are Sabbateans. They were started who was it? The Franks?
Septi.
Septi
Zvi. Zvi, yeah.
That's right. And you can read all about that in, what was the guy's, the rabbi?
Rabbi
Antleman.
Yep. In his
Eliminate the Opiate. And this goes back into the early 1500s, 1800s, Mishpacha.
And the actual Yahudim.
These Satanist kings and queens have not stopped to dominate the earth.
The Jews are actually protesting against Zionism.
Right.
You know, they'll tell you what the truth is when you aren't presented on your TV screen, so you can't figure it out for yourself. Well, it's really out there.
Right.
Here are a few more burning, direct questions that all of humanity is really asking.
Why does everything ISIS does fit in so perfectly with Bush neocon project for a new American century? Why does it fit in so perfectly with the globalist New World Order plans like a perfect fitting shoe or glove? Should this wide disconnect about the reporting of who ISIS is and how they were created and funded be the last straw for mainstream media? Number 17, can the world afford to live in the Western mainstream media paradigm any longer?
As we contemplate these questions, let us remember that the mainstream media in America is controlled by only 6 companies.
Oh, thank you, right.
And all of them are on the same page when it comes to Israel. The global government agenda, the US/UN-led New World Order plans, the project for a new American century, the wishes of the Council on Foreign Relations, and all CIA, quote-unquote, Mossad-backed operations. It's all part of the same story and the same paradigm. So while the mainstream media continues to lie and spin stories designed to make you think that ISIS is a mysterious and dangerous gang whose defeating can only occur with more bombing of Iraq and illegal invasion of Syria, don't forget that no army exists to make headline news that challenges massive empires without massive support.
That's right, Mishpacha.
There are no trees that grow guns, bullets, and other weapons. They must be supplied by someone. The same can be said about all resources, including money, food, shelter, water, and other basic needs of life.
Yeah, go figure.
Everyone who works for a living and anyone who's struggling or has struggled financially to survive can appreciate this.
It's because the Canaanite Kabbal Mishpachah that rules this world, that own all the printing money presses around the world, and almost every single nation on the planet, they have their focus on the land of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. You're looking at the Pope going and apologizing. Pope John Paul did that. Now Perez is meeting with the Pope, and he wants to start a new UN religious council or authority or something. I'm misquoting that a little bit. That was an article just this past week. Because they're going to put the Pope there, the Windsor House of Windsor, the Rothschild Satanists, that started the nation of Israel and did it through war, murder, slaughter, killing, deceit, and using operations like from terrorist organizations that they created. But they use these to cause the chaos so that they can bring a conflagration right there in the Middle East, because they are going to put their king, more than likely either William or Charles, on a seat there with the Pope ruling over the three monotheistic religions for one capital, for one world.
And again, don't forget, they're going to destroy all of those religions so that you will embrace Luciferianism.
That's right.
Let us not be fooled by artificially engineered Western media narratives that not only fit in perfectly with the globalists' stated goals of taking over the Middle East that are clearly outlined in the project for a new American Century paper that was titled Rebuilding America's Defenses. From a common sense point of view, it isn't very difficult to see how the ongoing mainstream media narratives about ISIS no longer make any financial or practical sense from a day-to-day, daily living point of view.
That's right. They didn't even exist until three months ago. Now all of a sudden they're controlling the world and they're threatening us on the borders down from Juarez in El Paso, Texas. That was a warning the government put out this past week. The Department of Human Sacrifice, put that out, the DHS.
And you have this on the newsletter. This article is on this. You'll put it on the next newsletter?
It's going to be on the next newsletter.
Okay.
Right.
And then also, we watched a movie called Parts Per Billion.
That's right.
And in that movie, you know, the first 15 minutes was really the thing you needed to see, maybe 30 minutes. It was flashing all these news articles and stuff. And what was interesting is this airborne virus that was used as a weapon in the Middle East and taken across on transoceanic
wind currents. Right.
Actually covered the exact zone as ISIS. And this movie was put out in 2014. And it was literally about the death of all humans. That's what the title means, Parts Per Billion. That's all that survived.
And you don't have to watch the rest of the movie.
No,
it's a lot of disgusting behavior that our people perform today, and they still teach you to do. It has nothing to do with turning back to our Abba or our King, Yeshua HaMashiach. It just shows people laying over and dying as they realize all the things they never knew in their lives, because you're walking around in the stupor, the Disneyland world that they have created for you and entertain you with 24/7 on their news media. It is all entertainment, Mishpachah, every bit of it, and predictive programming.
See, and then while we were away, we got really fired up over a website that we found, and it's called ISISHeadquarters.com. It's ISISHQ.com. You can type that into your search engine.
No.
And it will be public. You'll see the word public.ISISHQ.com, okay?
That's right.
And that is the site you want to go to. Well, what this is an American-based company. And its name is ISIS.
It's a mercenary corporation.
Yes. Integrated Systems Improvement Services Incorporated. It is based out of America. And we're going to read to you from this website, because it tells you who they are. It tells you, it shows you that this ISIS army moving across the world right now is actually funded and controlled. And they're proud of it. I mean, stick their name right out there. It's all part of the same game. There's no coincidence here.
No.
It's not a co-winky dink.
This is a corporate mercenary corporation that is funded by the military industrial complex of the New World Order, which is the Great Britain, United States, and the Vatican.
They provide international security and intelligence services where key areas: America, the Middle East, and they have a headquarters
Mexico,
in Africa.
Qatar, Saudi Arabia, you know, the places where all this stuff's going on at.
Yeah, but you won't find them in Australia, you won't find them in Europe, you won't find them in Russia, you won't find them in China, you don't see them in South America. They are in Central America, it looks like out of Costa Rica, you know, and so
they're probably the ones that are helping to ship those poor little babies that are walking all the way up from Guatemala and Honduras down there.
And they have these pictures, you know, U.S. government and corporate executive protection services. They do communications, technical services, and equipment in conflict zones. They have government and corporate security in conflict zones. And the picture of this, these guys, you just put a black towel around their heads and it's ISIS.
You put a black bag over their head and a black thing, a black, I don't know, robe on them and it's ISIS. That's right.
Logistics and aviation services and maintenance.
Yeah, so they're showing Black Hawk helicopters here. They're showing Humvees. They're showing guys running in full combat gear and all this kind of stuff. So it's got a big, nice logo with the
Phoenix
big
wings.
Phoenix wings, you know, of the satanic ISIS.
The American shield looking thing.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, and did you read this part well?
ISIS provides worldwide security, intelligence, technology, and training to government and private enterprises. ISIS is strategically positioned across the globe.
Ooh, imagine that.
With a highly credentialed management team and personnel. Man, we have a superlative track record for delivering exceptional service and support to the most demanding of clients in the most challenging of circumstances.
Really, this site tells you nothing about what they do. They use that kind of terminology all over the place. Well, then they show this one picture with these... Looks like a bunch of mob guys coming off this Capitol building with their eyes blacked out.
Because they're protecting them.
Because they're protecting them. Okay, and so they are in locations. Here's the stateside presence. Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Washington, D.C. International presence. Dubai, Afghanistan, Central America, that'd be Costa Rica, Abu Dhabi, Iraq, Kuwait, Mexico, the Philippines, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Uganda. And they specifically provide protection services to the Royal Saudi Arabian family, Mishpaka.
Yeah, they get awarded these contracts. Which, where's the contract page? You want to do the overview next?
The contract page. How about...
That was the contract page there.
Oh, let's read the clients here first.
Okay, some of the clients are the U.S. Army Intelligence Center and Fort Huachua, and also the U.S. government is a client. The CACI Incorporated is a corporation for rapid response, third generation stuff. Lockheed Martin, Advancia, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin again, General Dynamics again, Sensor Technologies, Iraq Voting Legislator, the Wintara Corporation in Afghanistan, the Multinational Forces in Iraq, the Minister of Interior in Saudi Arabia. Those are some of their clients that they have listed on one of their web pages. They do like personal security
and
detail.
The contract they got, you know, they have their covert sounding contracts. Human intelligence instructors, that means spies, Mishpaka.
Yeah.
GCA Mobis, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Rapid response, third generation. That's what this one company, CI Incorporated.
They have a war fighter focus. Is that another one?
War fighter focus for General Dynamics.
Yeah, and then they have strategic sourcing services, personal protective services.
And the reason why they create these Mishpaka is because these guys can go out there and do what the government supposedly can't do, and then the government can cover for them all the way. So they just use the government as actual cover.
Go back over to that other page, one more over, and then go up, please. Because what some of the contracts that they've been awarded, they get corrections subject matter expert, the senior advisor. They just got awarded that contract.
A.K.A. torture and interrogation experts, I would call them.
And they got another correction, one
another
in Mexico City.
Let's see, this one's where this is for where?
It didn't, I don't
doesn't
see it
say
on there.
Where. The next one's for a guy in Mexico City they want, or a gal.
Another
one
in
New Mexico.
Mexico.
Watch out, guys, down there in New Mexico, especially on the border, because ISIS has supposedly been on the border now for a long while.
They're doing stuff with the United States Postal Service, the Post Office,
right.
The Department of State Executive Protection,
right.
The Defense Information Systems Agency.
U.S. Department of Defense.
Yep.
State Department.
U.S. Army Contracting.
World Protection Services for the State Department. So they didn't do too good of a job when they had to take out the Benghazi ambassador because he didn't want to go along with shipping guns to ISIS and the rebels that are supposedly attacking Syria that are supposed to be independent and everything. And Obama's brother is the main money funneling funder for these operations that are going on, funding these guys over there. And Mr. McCain runs over there, the bald-headed McCain runs over there, and he's bomb everybody and kill everybody because he sold out his cohorts and his soul when he was in the military a long time ago.
So here's an interesting one. ISIS expands offices in U.S., Mexico, and Africa. This was on 1/4/2013. And It said that ISIS, they're a leading worldwide provider of security, intelligence, technology, and training to government and private enterprise. They've expanded their footprint to now include offices in the United States, Mexico, and Africa. And in so doing, it's better positioned to serve its three core constituencies, which is the U.S. government contracts, the U.S.-Mexico border state assignments, and mission-critical work in Africa and the Middle East.
Boy, they're doing a heck of a job on the border, making sure everybody comes through.
Currently, ISIS handles numerous government contracts out of its East Coast headquarters in the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C. Yeah, sure, this is just a private company, guys. There's nothing to do with government here. To support these ever-growing efforts, the company has added a much-needed office situated along the Virginia Beltway near Tyson Corners. For its security work for companies doing business along the U.S. and Mexican border and in Mexico and Central America, ISIS has multiple locations. These include the company's original office outside of Fort Huachuca in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which is now augmented by strategically placed offices in El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. Recognize those names, guys?
Yeah, just this past week, that's what I was telling you. You know, the government warned that ISIS is about ready to attack us from Juarez across the border.
Right from their actual their headquarters.
And so
their outpost.
Yeah, they go on to say, key to the border state's operation is the new ISIS tactical training center, complete with a fully functional Mexican border village. Well, they're doing a great job, aren't they? Located 30 minutes outside of El Paso, the ranch provides various government agencies and private companies with invaluable tactical, SWAT, driving, combat, medical, weapons, and immersion training. Yeah, immersion training. Okay, here's your job. Get all these guys to come across. Get the drugs to come across so we can pay the CIA and we can pay our guys that we're hiring over and all these other Al-Qaeda terrorists and every other terrorist that we can make up.
Serving a similar purpose for ISIS clients in Africa and the Middle East is the company's new office and international staging compound in Kampala, Uganda. With its embassy-like grounds and walled perimeter, the Kampala site is ideal for training and preparation of local, regional, and international security forces.
Yeah, they might have to help out with the spread of Ebola over there.
Yeah.
You know, weaponized Ebola, you know, different strains being released at different times.
With its new offices and training centers, ISIS now has a strategic presence for all its client geographies, offering government officials and business executives easy access to key personnel and valued expertise. Boom. And it shows you all these pictures of them training. It's absolutely
shooting targets and taking guns away from
people. Personal combat.
And over in Africa, they're training a bunch of people for something, a bunch of red shirts behind a bunch of guys in brown shirts, and one guy laying on the ground firing an M16. So they get U.S. Weapons as well through ISIS
similar?
Somehow.
Yeah. Isn't that familiar?
I wonder. This is like a Walmart for mercenaries.
Okay, let's look at one of the other web pages here.
Okay. And
the ethics. Oh, we thought the ethics. We're just going to mention a couple things on the ethics page. They said that part of their ethics is to establish awareness and promote compliance, and that their method of reporting ethical misconduct and abuse is via an anonymous reporting system. And they talk about honesty, integrity, respect, accountability, transparency, which means hiding nothing. So basically, go the opposite here, guys. I mean, why do they need an anonymous reporting system? Because these guys are mercenaries. They're
right.
Killing each other. They're
illegal.
Hired contractors.
Mm-hmm. They are the mercenaries.
There's nothing
of
transparent
the Satanists
here.
Of the New World Order, and they've got it on publicly online for you to read, Mishpachah. And they actually pretty much tell you absolutely nothing through any of this.
The one we did see one page where they had categories of jobs that they could do, and they talked about being able to monitor to do drones.
Oh yeah,
spies. They did
combat actions, security, all this kind of stuff. So we're going to close here off with something that that bald-headed little imp McCain was talking about on Fox News. Appearing on Fox News, Greta Van Susteren asked Senator John McCain about stopping ISIS, and McCain replied with his familiar mantra that we need more boots on the ground. You just hate the way that they minimize people and the full weight of the American military-industrial complex in this situation, like he usually says about most conflict situations. But McCain also made an itty-bitty boo-boo when he was talking about how our government made decisions regarding the arming, training, and funding of the Syrian rebels.
Hillary Clinton has described already, quote, the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS. And the president by himself turned it down, McCain said. Oh, so that's how it works. But then the government did start sending millions in aid to the Syrian rebels. Surely McCain meant to say the Syrian rebels and not ISIS, right? Because our benevolent government, spreader of world democracy, would never knowingly fund and train horrible terrorist monsters for the likes of ISIS to advance national objectives for empire building, would they? Surely the guys Senator McCain then went and met with after that White House meeting in a surprise visit in Syria in May 2013 were not ISIS, right? Well, guess what? That's why those guys who definitely aren't related to ISIS in any way then used the pictures of McCain's visit as the star feature on the new ISIS recruiting campaign over there afterwards.
Yeah, ISIS helps ISIS set up a web page and Twitter and tweeting. And
you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.